All right, folks, so if there's one thing about internet culture that we all know, it's that it produces a lot of memes. A lot of memes which are of varying quality and exist within different varying spheres of influence as well. And I decided to check out the meme game that was 2024 and do a little review because we live in a meme, because I wanted to start off by pointing out that diversity hire... Ketanji Brown Jackson. Do you remember her? Diversity Howard on the Supreme Court?
Unfortunately, yes. Devaluing the most important institution in the United States. Obviously, yep. Devaluing it. Yeah.
She's made her Broadway debut.
Of course she has. Why not?
And Juliet, a queer twist on Romeo and Juliet. Sure. So whatever memes produce, whatever memes make fun of or mock or however they reflect the world on us, nothing could be as ridiculous as real life. Because, just watch this. I'm sorry to do this to you, Bo. Just know I consider you a friend and I respect you, so I'm sorry to have to do this.
Female empowerment!
State of it. Jesus.
Sick! I like it too! I think what I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
I'm gonna, because it's got copyright music, I hate millennials. I hate millennial writing. You just know that some neurotic, anxious millennial wrote that dialogue, right? Where everything's just a little bit over explicit, a little bit nervous in saying it, but you're gonna say it anyway because you just can't help but splurge everything. I want this writing to die.
I'm writing the word like in the dialogue. Yeah. And like, this
also,
is about
just to urinate all over Shakespeare's legacy.
Sure, yeah, doesn't mean anything to them, does it?
No, well,
doesn't mean anything.
It certainly does not.
But this is about her speed, though, isn't it? This is what she really should be.
We're in the theatre kid dictatorship.
Just a vacuous theatre kid.
We've got the theatre kids literally infiltrating the Supreme Court at this point. So that's. That's a fun one. No meme could really top that. But I thought I'd look at some of the memes anyway. So real life as a meme, I'm giving a 0 out of 10 in terms of humor, because it's just not funny. It's just not funny anymore. Can we stop? Can things go back to normal? No. No, they can't. So I thought I'd take a look at what the normies looking at. What do normies find funny when they're scrolling through Facebook? When they're looking at their social media, and I've got to say, it's cancer. It's absolute cancer. Like, what? I'll just scroll. This is a Rolling Stone article. 29 best memes and biggest viral moments of 2024. Rolling Stone, very prestigious, reputable, faithful, trustworthy publication, known for its sense of humor. So,
are you joking? Because some of those words are correct, and others are
no, I don't
completely. Know. I mean, it is. Old,
yeah,
used to be reputable, but is sort of in recent years has revealed itself even to then be ridiculously woke sometimes. And
I think in 1978, you know, they published a review of the Queen album Jazz, you know, the one that's got I think it's Don't Stop Me Now on it, right. Where the reviewer called it musical fascism.
What?
So even going back then, there was still a ridiculous publication, Queen of all bands, musical fascists.
There's no qualitative difference between Freddie Mercury and an Auschwitz guard.
Basically, no. I think Freddie penned Erica himself. So that'll be very interesting little factoid for you all out there. So this is the sorts of things that normies are supposedly laughing at, which is...
What is that?
I think it's a man in a dress. Yeah. I think it's a man in a dress saying, Megami protect queer art. This was from January. Do you remember this hit meme in January?
No.
No, thank God. The Willy Wonka AI immersive experience. Is this real?
Never heard of that either.
No, me neither.
I mean, it's our job to watch the news cycle nearly every day of our lives.
We miss all of these things.
Miss that.
And thank God. MJ from the Traitors. I remember this one. I remember that people were worried about where Kate Middleton was, and there was a lot of conspiracy theories going around about it.
Didn't you do a piece saying Will had blown her head off with a shotgun?
What? I, didn't do anything like that. Yeah. That sounds like a Dan segment.
Oh, maybe it was Dan. It's a Dan. No, you're right. It was a Dan segment.
Of course it was a Dan segment. The Queen of Melrose in March. It's going month by month. This woman who looks really sad. If you're watching this right now and recognize any of these memes, like, what are they about? What's going on?
That woman, and you can infer her spouse. They're the people that read Rolling Stone anymore and watch these memes we're talking about.
Yeah.
Just a washed out boomer.
Who are these people? I mean, I can understand kind of why this popcorn bucket might become a meme, because it's a little bit suspicious looking. It doesn't look like it was originally designed as a popcorn bucket. So I can understand that, but I don't see that how many memes that you can get out of this. Yeah. You just kind of look at it and you say, that's funny. Well,
I understand the word meme.
Yeah, the whole point of what's a meme supposed to be? A meme, the concept originally come up with, was it Richard Dawkins who originally came up with it? The idea of an idea that spreads through society?
Like a lot of things, like even the word woke, it's morphed and changed its definition over time, hasn't it? Yeah. Different people mean different things at different times when they use the word meme, but...
But they're supposed to be funny, and they're supposed to be shared around a lot. So here's one, Hawk Tour. I remember this, I never watched it. Still never seen the original clip, thank God.
I've seen the original clip.
I'm sorry.
But talk about making a mountain out of a molehill.
She got a podcast for that.
I have seen her talk for like a few little Twitter clips once or twice.
Well, you know she's a crypto scammer now.
Well, what I gathered within a minute or two of listening to her speak is that she's just a complete mediocrity. And I don't mean that in a particularly nasty way. Just a completely normal person with nothing of any true value or interest to say. So why... And again, I don't mean that to be unnecessarily nasty.
Yeah, I don't know.
But, like...
I remember this one. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree. The Groypers fell hard for this one. Kamala Harris, this was actually a 2023 statement that she made, but apparently in the run-up for her incredibly successful, most successful Democratic presidential run ever... this was brought back out. It was reheated, resurrected from the dead. I mean, I remember this. This one's okay. This was the Olympic shooters, where I think this was a like Japanese girl, is it? Korean girl with all of the high-tech gear gets first place, but she's basically like a cyborg with all the gear that she's got, and then random Turk gets second place just pulling a pistol and eyeballing it a bit. That was a funny one. That was a decent one. But most of these are awful.
What was that about Saddam?
Well, I mean, Saddam's always in fashion.
They're saying he wasn't...
No, it's Saddam Hussein hiding. It's the old graphic of him hiding with the air tube underneath to make sure that he can breathe. That one just comes back every so often.
Okay.
But most of these, I've seen Mudeng. He's just like a little hippo who looks scared at things.
Cute. It's aggressive, but yet cute.
It is cute. But again, the vast majority, awful. Absolutely awful. And then it ends at wicked. And it just brings to mind one of... my favorite memes of all time, scrolling through this, this classic clip right here.
Because democracy basically means
take your time, mate.
Government.
He's trying to put it politely.
By the people, of the people, for the people. But the people are retarded.
That's funny, I've seen that one before a few times, yeah. Well, when does a meme become a vine?
What?
You know, vines.
Vines are dead. Aren't vines just TikToks now?
Yeah, when does a vine become a TikTok? When does a meme transform into a vine and become a TikTok?
Listen, Bo, I know I'm younger than you, but I'm not that much younger than you. I'm beginning to near 30. I'm closer to 30 than I am 20.
So old man Robinson. Yeah,
old man Robinson here. So I cannot answer these questions for you. These are just as much a mystery to me as they are to you. I think, isn't it just a meme is basically anything that's shared about a lot and people find funny, and TikToks can... start off as just TikToks and become memes, and that was the same as it was for Vines, and Vine spread its own memes and sadly gave us the Paul brothers.
You can have just a still image as a meme as well, though, right? Where it's just a just a JPEG.
For instance,
as well, right?
For instance, Wife Jack. 0 out of 10 0 out of 10
When this was in the cycle, when we were even making content about it, I just completely ignored it. I'm not interested. I don't really want to know what it's about or what the. I just could not be less interesting.
I mean, the discourse around it alone was cancer. So, and it's not.
Go on then. What was it? What was the deal? Why is Wife Jack?
I'm not going to. Fine. I'm fine with that. 0 out of 10 Okay. Next meme.
Right.
Okay. But my favorite one that still goes around this year, as ever, is Nothing Ever Happens.
Don't make me tap the sign.
Yeah. Let's see. What time is it? It's Nothing Ever Happens time. Here he is teaching at a school. This is one of my favorites just because it's so applicable to everything and it always annoys people because people are desperate for something to happen. And let's be honest, there are always things happening, right? But it's always things that make it worse. Whatever the situation is, whatever is going on in the world will become worse and things will then just kind of carry on as normal. So Mr. Chud here, who presents Nothing Ever Happens, is almost always right. And you can see here, this is my actual favorite ever use of the Wife Jack meme, which is Chud Wife being asked by her little girl, will anything ever happen? No. No, it will not. Nothing will ever happen.
I was going to say, I feel like maybe I'm not getting it on the meta level or the irony or whatever, but I think the absolute opposite is true. No, everything is always happening. Everything is always happening. I don't mean exactly, but the idea that nothing ever happens, you couldn't be more wrong. No, the world is in flux. It's always in flux.
To dare to explain the joke for a moment, there are a number of different layers of irony.
I know. I do.
Have wrapped back around here.
I know.
That's all right. Because, you may get nuked, but guess what? Nothing ever happened.
Right, yeah.
You would be in Fallout. And the narration would be, but nothing ever happens.
James Webb has visualized the oldest stars, the first stars in the cosmos, but nothing ever happens.
Nothing ever happens, no. And here you can see, speaking of James Webb and science, Chud's laws of happening. The first law is nothing ever happens. The second law is percentage of progress towards a major happening shall always increase closer to, but never reach 100%, at which point something would happen, but by the first law, nothing ever happens. So these are two week intervals, and as you can see here, you always get close.
Chud's law,
but it never happens.
It's like reaching the speed of light.
Yeah,
it'll always... you've got mass. You can get very, very, very close, but you'll never actually reach it.
Exactly. This graph, if to be expanded, would expand on into infinity, and you'd be able to zoom out, and you wouldn't be able to see the difference, but you'd see there is, if you zoomed in, no things happening. But the problem is, as you've pointed out, which is that actually, you know, like even just recently over the past few weeks, quite a lot of things have happened. If we'd had the Asada who must go prophecy fulfilled again, then maybe we could say that nothing had happened. But sadly, he is now going to be an eye doctor in Moscow again. So that's what Assad had happened to him. So we must say that on a global scale, something has happened. And here we can see...
The child, that's quite...
Yeah, funny. Chud Senior with Chud Junior holding his squirrel jacket, his red squirrel, because we're going to reconquista the red squirrels, being told his bedtime story that something did finally happen.
It's so that's Fall of Rome in the background, isn't it?
That's what that painting
is.
I'm going to just say... Nothing Ever Happens has so many different applications across so many different places and times and situations. I give it a 10 out of 10. I think it's hilarious. All of these, save for maybe one or two normie memes, cancer. Absolute cancer. 0 out of 10, except for this one. It's kind of funny, but they've only got a limited shelf life. So that's my very limited meme review for this year. I hope you enjoyed it, folks. Post your favorite memes in the comments below.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what you should be doing is using your new Lotus Eaters gift subscription, that new feature we've got on the site, to watch all of our premium content while you've got lots of downtime over the holidays. I hope you're having a nice time. Also, check out our Twitter where we post links to everything that we're putting out. Thank you very much for watching. Have a nice holiday and goodbye.